Segment 2. Immunization has been a standard medical practice for decades. Almost 80% of U.S. children have been fully immunized by the time they start school. The remainder may have missed only a shot or two. However, some parents are having second thoughts about immunization. Jim Smith reports.
The vast majority of parents would never consider not vaccinating their kids. However, although they represent a tiny minority, some are depriving their children of this crucial protection. Diseases that were killing thousands of children just decades ago are no longer a threat thanks to immunizations. Why is it, then, that currently almost 5% of children are not immunized? Dr. Linda Olson, professor of pediatrics, explains this alarming trend.
We've been administering vaccines since the 1930s. Just two generations ago, whooping cough, polio, and rubella, just to name three diseases, were plaguing children with devastating consequences. Today, these scourges have been virtually wiped out. But in 1998, something alarming started happening. Parents in Britain, followed by others elsewhere in the world, started choosing not to immunize their children.
Why is this so? Was there research showing immunization had harmful side effects? A backlash against something so beneficial seems strange.
The main fault lies with the media, and partly with the highly regarded British medical journal, The Lancet. In 1998, The Lancet, whose editors should have shown greater caution, published an article by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, a once-respected researcher. The article stated that the MMR vaccine, which protects children against mumps, measles, and rubella, provoked autism. The popular press blew this story out of proportion, causing a scare among the general public. There was a flurry of reports and TV news specials claiming that the MMR vaccine was linked with autism. Wakefield's article had sparked these sensationalistic stories. Fears peaked when reports exaggerated British Prime Minister Tony Blair's alleged reluctance to immunize his own child. Within a few weeks of appearing in The Lancet, Wakefield's findings were making headlines around the globe. By 2003, there was an increase in the number of unimmunized children due to the fear they'd become autistic. Sadly, there was also a rise in cases of mumps, measles, and rubella. Subsequent tests did not bear out Wakefield's claims, which the media ignored. In fact, a three-year inquiry by the UK General Medical Council found that Wakefield had fabricated his results and that he had lied about everything only to get media attention. In 2010, The Lancet editors admitted to their negligence, retracted Wakefield's paper, and issued a formal public apology. This was to their credit, although they were 12 years late. Sadly, no one in the medical establishment caught Wakefield's fraud until after it had caused such damaging confusion. The consequences of this criminal irresponsibility continue to confuse and harm.
Wakefield was eventually stripped of his license to practice medicine in the UK. Everything in his article has been discredited. There is absolutely no link between the MMR vaccine and autism. And yet, Wakefield's blatant lies continue to be quoted by irresponsible journalists. This incident is a sad example of how false claims can have terrible repercussions. It's an example of how the media can cause tremendous harm by allowing false information to become accepted as truth.
Which statement would best describe Dr. Wakefield's actions? What false claim has caused so much confusion among the general public? 43. Why does the expert, Dr. Olson seem particularly upset? How did the medical establishment in Britain react to Dr. Wakefield? 45. Where do the speakers primarily place blame for the problem presented in the program?